Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Coggins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bruce Howard. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The right fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Priddy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Priddy. And now, play ball. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser takes first base on ball four. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens takes first base on ball four. Unser moves to second. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Unser moves to third. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Unser scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 0. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Unser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Unser reaches second base with a double. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bowens takes first base on ball 4. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Epstein strikes out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty bunts towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. McNerney moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNerney moves to third. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Senators. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Senators. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bowens is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Epstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Unser moves to third. Don McMahon now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNerney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McMullen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wagner. McMullen reaches second base with a double. Unser scores. Epstein moves to third. It's 3-1, Senators. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bryan is walked intentionally. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Coggins hits a pop-up towards the mound. McMahon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Don McMahon. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Causey moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Causey scores. McCraw moves to second. It's 3-2, Senators. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Unser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Unser moves to third. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Epstein hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McMullen hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Berry. McMullen reaches second base with a double. Howard moves to third. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bryan is walked intentionally. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Frank Coggins. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Howard scores. McMullen scores. Bryan moves to second. It's 5-2, Senators. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney throws to Aparicio, and they have Bryan in a rundown. The throw to Ward, who applies the tag, and Bryan is out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 3 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peterson moves to second. Two outs. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bernie Allen now playing second base. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNerney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barry Moore now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Causey takes first base on ball 4. McNerney moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNerney scores. Causey moves to second. It's 5-3, Senators. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCraw bunts towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Causey moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Causey scores. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Senators. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Brinkman. Aparicio scores. Davis moves to second. It's Senators, 5, White Sox, 5. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 5. The Senators will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Dick Kenworthy now playing third base. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Unser hits a fly ball into right field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bowens hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Epstein is hit by the pitch. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McNerney hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 5. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 3-for-4 in the game, with two doubles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-4 in the game. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCraw bunts towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Wagner hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis is walked intentionally. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 5. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Gary Holman pinch hits for Barry Moore. Gary Holman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holman hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Unser takes first base on ball 4. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bowens bunts towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Unser moves to second. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Holman now playing first base. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-4 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kenworthy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Holman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNerney moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNerney scores. Causey moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.